Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Wattley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Wattley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with, as well as referrals for seniors. And that is a website designed for seniors and family members, caregivers that may need some different types of services. And you know what? No matter who you are, whatever, you need our guest today at some point in your life, I promise you. And I am thrilled to have Tori Cosgrove in with us from Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. And we've had a great friendship and partnership for a number of years now. So, Tori, great to see you, bud.
Scott, great to see you. Thanks for having me back again.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about you've been doing this. I mean, I was reading on your website, 47 years. I mean, it's...
Yeah,
Lakewood Plumbing's been 47
years. Wow. In business. I've actually been the owner for 23 of them, so it's been a great journey.
How's it really changed over the years? Is it just sophistication of equipment or...
Sophistication of equipment, efficiency of equipment. There's a lot more do-it-yourself going on nowadays, which is great because I've adapted to that. You know, we have to have an expertise on what you can't do yourself.
Sure.
So that's fine. You know, there's some stuff that we're worth hiring for, and there's some that we're not. So, yeah, there's been a lot of changes since the early 90s, that's for sure.
I bet. So let's talk a little bit about employees. I mean, when you take someone like yourself, you can have all the skill in the world, and all, but, man, you got to hire good people. And you hear the term master plumbers and different things like that. So kind of explain even what that means to us as a residential homeowner.
Well, and you know, kind of just looking at, I attended a meeting at my daughter's high school last night, and it was about, you know, colleges, trade schools, military, and, you know, I will throw this plug out there. The trade school is not a bad choice nowadays.
Sure.
Most of my technicians, at least money-wise, make $80,000 a year. Six figures is not out of the reach of tradesmen and tradespeople nowadays. Oh. So it isn't a special skill set to have to be a heating technician or a plumber. So, you know, it's a five-year training to do that.
Right.
That being said, there is real good pay and benefits with the job, and all of our people are you know, licensed, and you know, a state license takes a certain amount of hours to achieve, and then the master plumbing license a certain number of hours to achieve, and there's testing that comes with it, and so you know, to hire the right people is really difficult. Across the board right now.
Oh, absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
You know, just for radio or for anything.
Anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that being said, you know, we have slowed down our growth on purpose because it takes a special person to be able to, you know, do customer service. And we have fallen back to, you know, let's hire good human beings first and plumbers second.
Sure.
Because we feel that we can teach plumbing and heating. It's tough to teach good customer service skills.
Absolutely.
So, you know, when we're hiring people at Lakewood Plumbing, we're trying to hire good people.
Right.
And then secondary, we want good plumbers and good heating technicians. But there's no doubt that if you can start with someone that's good at their core, that's a better place to start.
Absolutely. And, you know, man, every time the phone rings, just means something's wrong at that house, you know, and they're not happy to start with.
We're like first responders. If you think about it,
absolutely.
Every time the phone rings, someone has a gas leak, you know, potential explosion. Someone has a sewer leak, which we all know, you know, what kind of diseases you can get from that.
Sure.
Or water leak causing property damage. So, yeah, it takes special people in our office to be able to, you know, kind of de-escalate our problems or the customer's problems and assure them they've called the right place and let them know, hey, we'll be out there to handle your plumbing and heating emergency. This is what we do every day.
Right. And what I love about it, I mean, always have, but, you know, you got plumbing companies, you got heating and air conditioning companies. Here, everything's under one deal, and so you really get to know customers in because, I mean, just like us, I use you for everything. So, I mean, everybody gets to know everybody, and you develop that good customer loyalty and trust and that good customer base that way.
Yeah, we're in it for the long haul, mm-hmm. and, you know, every class as a business owner I've taken is, you know, try to set, don't be the one and done guy.
Right.
Try to go for the long haul. It's easier to keep your existing customers than to try to keep finding that one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we try to provide the whole gamut of, you know, drain cleaning, air conditioning, heating, you know, boilers, furnaces, plumbing. And then, you know, we try to do your remodel projects for you. So we can be that one phone call and that one person. Like I say, I've been doing it for 23 years now, and so try to keep the same employees and
sure.
and keep the trust and loyalty. It's a two-way street.
Absolutely. Tory Cosgrove is our guest. Lakewood Plumbing and Heating is the company. Check them out, lakewoodplumbing.com. Their number, 303-233-7007. And mention when you call. You heard them here on Haystack Help Radio. And, again, great people, and I promise you, Tory does his absolute best to get that 100% customer satisfaction there, certified technicians, and just 24-hour service, and we always hate that word emergency, but you know what? It happens a lot of times on weekends and after hours, man. Why is that? Something breaks in.
Well, if you think about it, if you're not home, you won't know that it broke, so it's always nights and it's always weekends because that's sure. when you're home.
Yep, absolutely. Now, one thing I want to talk about a little bit this time of year, I've never seen so many drastic temperature changes from one day to another here. Seems like this last month or so has just been insane. We're 80 degrees one day and 20 the next or 10 the next. And so, you know, none of us think about heat till it gets cold. And I always tell people, get you guys to come out and do a furnace check when it's easy and it's not freezing. And
amen.
All that. And it's just better for everybody.
We know that winter is coming. It comes every year. It's been that way forever.
Mm-hmm.
So we just got a couple wake-up calls. Single-digit temperatures in October, that doesn't usually happen.
Right.
So maybe it's a blessing in disguise. So everybody that you know, called in and then couldn't get anyone out because everybody, all the heat, plumbing and heating companies were so busy.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a warning, a warning shot, you
right,
know?
Yeah.
And so here's your chance now. We're going to have some 60-degree days, probably for the next few weeks. Now is a good time to get your boiler system or your furnace system checked out, why it's not an emergency, and why, you know, we can take it during normal business hours at normal rates.
Sure. And you do, I mentioned our senior referral list, but you do a little extra for seniors too.
Yeah, we have through Haystack a 5% senior discount.
Right, okay. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, and you know, people call and ask us, and I usually tell them, if you listen to Haystack Radio,
right,
you get a 5% discount, and then they take it.
Well, cool. Well, that's great. And from that heating side right now, what are things that we can do as homeowners more to kind of help our equipment be better, you know?
Well, you know, most of the manufacturers, you know, ask, require, if you go to your owner's manual, that there's an annual checkup on your mm-hmm. furnace, okay?
And we do that with our cars, you know?
Oh.
I mean, we change the oil, we do things, but we don't do it with, like, a furnace or air conditioner.
Really, which has almost as much runtime as your vehicle, probably,
yeah.
or for some people anyway. So absolutely, it's one of the more expensive pieces of equipment or items in your home, so it would make sense to care for it. They are very complicated pieces of machinery, and so it does make sense to care for them. You know, the simple things like changing the filter, that's
right.
something a homeowner should be able to do, and if our you know, people are ever at your home, we'll show you how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's just some things like that, or there's just maybe, you know, visual observations
sure.
of your furnace. Make sure that the flu didn't come apart or anything drastic like that, just go down and look at it once in a while.
But once a year is always a good thing for your AC unit and your furnace.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And again, their number is 303-233-7007. And again, we appreciate you mentioning you heard them here on Haystack Help Radio. Now, I want to talk about one other thing you guys do, because, I mean, this has been huge for us, is the Rinnai tankless water here.
Man, oh, yeah.
That is just awesome, to never run out of hot water.
It is a luxury. That product was really introduced, you know, when the Rinnai tankless water heater seemed to really take off, at least locally, was during the recession. The government was offering big rebates on anything energy efficient. Remember, I don't know if you remember that. I don't. It was a good 10 years ago now or something. And so I was really, you know, pimping tankless water heaters for efficiency. But at the end of the day, they are highly efficient. There's no two ways about it.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, having endless hot water is a minor luxury in life that, you know, you'll get a leather upgrade on your car, you know.
Exactly.
So why not have endless hot water? I mean, for that's a good luxury.
Right.
And so I really do sell them as a luxury item. It is nice. For example, myself, if I come home from work right about the same time my teenage daughter comes home from work, right about the time my wife comes home from work, we are only using hot water for 3 hours a day. Well, one person's throwing in a load of laundry. One person thinks they have to take a bath, and, you know,
filling up those tubs.
You know, yeah, we have an 80-gallon soaker tub in our house and a 50-gallon hot water tank. So the math doesn't work. So it's really nice for us with our tankless water heater, that 3 hours of a day that we're consuming hot water, we never run out. And then the 21 hours of the day that we're not consuming hot water, it sits there and does nothing because it does not fire unless you're home using hot water.
So it's
really a nice product.
Right. And you touched on remodels, but you do everything, I mean, from new construction to remodels to all that.
Yeah, we're one of the few companies that advertise free estimates, okay? Now, we don't really do free estimates like on faucet repairs, although I could tell you that over the phone roughly what one's going to cost.
Sure.
But if you have a remodel of your kitchen, a remodel of your bathroom, and we work with do-it-yourselfers a lot. They're doing everything, but they just assume have you do the plumbing. So we go in there and work with a lot of people. Just did a couple of master bathroom remodels in Littleton last week, and it was a fireman, and he did most of all the work himself, except for the electrical and except for the plumbing and heating. So we went in and took on the plumbing and heating. But I met with him 2 months ago, walked through the scope of work with him, kind of gave him some ideas I had on what would help him with his work, and gave him a price, and we were out there this week 2 months later doing it, and we enjoy doing the free estimates and working with people.
Right. And another thing I wanted to touch on real quick, man, sometimes you hear about a lot of people with trees and roots and things, you know, clogging up stuff, and then they wonder if that's the city stuff or what goes out to the street and all that. So clarify that for us a little bit. Who's responsible for all that?
So primarily the water purveyors and the sanitation districts will let you know that they're responsible for the mains only. And the mains are the ones out in the street typically or in the right of way. So most people's homes have a 3/4-inch copper water line coming into their house that goes through their yard out to the main in the street for the water supply. That is usually the homeowner's responsibility, at least up to their meter pit out in the yard. So when those start leaking or go bad, that's a service that we come out, give a free estimate on it once again.
Okay.
Make sure that you really, I had one the other day, I went out there and it was groundwater. And looked the lady in the eye and says, well, I got some good news for you. You need to redo your landscaping here and you don't have a $7,000 problem. So it was that was good news for her.
Yeah.
But the same with the sewer lines. You know, if tree roots get in your sewer lines, that is your responsibility to maintain. We usually like to not say the sky is falling. We'd like to start off with just cleaning the line and running a camera through the line and letting you know if the end is near, or do you have some time, or is this even just something that you just need to maintain and not worry about replacement? But once again, a free service that we offer, we have Mark who works for us, and he spends his entire day going to homes trying to help people figure stuff out and pricing as needed, not because we need the work.
Okay. And you do commercial things, so any property managers out there, any big apartment buildings, office buildings, you do all that?
You bet. You bet. I would probably say half of our work is maintaining HOAs, apartment complexes. We do a lot of industrial work here in town. We just did a large project for Coca-Cola bottling. So we do handle large commercial projects too. So yeah, if you're listening in and you're a commercial manager, please keep us in mind. Once again, free estimates on all that type of work so we all know what we're getting into and can take a methodical approach to the job together.
Okay, good deal. And Ray gave me a couple of specials today, so hopefully these are okay with you. He gave me $59 off any repair and then $319 off of any new furnace. So give them a call, 303-233-7007. Again, it's Lakewood Plumbing and Heating, lakewoodplumbing.com. And just mention you heard them here on Haystack Help Radio, and I promise you they'll take great care of you. And Tori, just thanks, man. You guys have been just terrific for us. I mean, my church, our youth camp, you know, us. I mean, everybody we send you to, man's happy. So we appreciate it.
We appreciate your support, Scott.
Hey,
believe me.
We appreciate yours as well, sir. All right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Glad to have our financial expert back in studio with us, David Cishan. Cishan Financial Services are with the Householder Group. Their number is 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. David, glad to see you again, sir.
Thank you. Nice to be back, Scott.
You know, we talk about this whole thing about retirement, and, boy, we're all living longer. One thing I wanted to talk about, I was talking with some ladies actually at our church the other day, and we always talk about it seems like the guy goes first. So a lot of women out there, you know, are left. And, you know, I mean, I've met some. They said they never wrote a check, okay? Their husband did everything for them. They didn't even know how to fill out a check. So I want to spend a couple of minutes on the female side of things when that woman is left. I mean, and boy, not knowing what to do or where to turn, whatever. I'm sure you've probably had this happen in your career. What are some suggestions out there when, you know, maybe something happened very quickly and, you know, they just weren't prepared for this?
Well, and that's a good point, Scott. And we see a lot of couples come in and the wife doesn't have much of a clue as to anything financially. And that's even in estate, on the estate plan side, mm-hmm. all right, protection plan, anything financial. The guy has been handling it. And if they come in and they don't bring their wives, we don't go any further. They got to bring their wives in. I don't care if she doesn't like it or doesn't want to know about it. They got to bring them in because, again, they're going to be left holding the bag, whether they realize it or not.
Right.
We have an online seminar that we do 24/7 just for women. And they can go on and look at that and see the things that they have to be aware of. And it's a great half-hour seminar that they should look at. But again, what things that we see are just understanding where their assets are mm-hmm. and what their assets are doing for them. A lot of folks that come in don't, the women just don't know it.
Right.
Every once in a while, it's the woman that handles everything. Right. And it really is the guy. He doesn't have a clue.
Sure, right.
You know, we see both sides, but it's normally the woman that doesn't have control. And having control over the five areas of financial planning, having an idea who to turn to, where to go, is going to relieve that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
If they have an advisor or an attorney or whatever, it's important that they at least know who to turn to and what to be looking for.
Right. So when we talk about, you know, our retirement dollars, I mean, I guess the big question is, you know, are we doing everything we can to maximize those retirement dollars? What all are you looking at when you ask that question? Are you doing everything you can to really maximize those dollars that you're saving?
Well, it all depends on what you mean by maximizing. My favorite quote to people is, I really don't care how much money you make. I care how much money you keep.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference. And maximizing means how much money do we need to cover our expenses in retirement so that we're comfortable. Now, when I say that, some couples say, well, I've got Social Security, I got a little pension, and then I just need maybe it covers half of their monthly costs. Well, how much of the other half do you want covered so that you know that money's there on a guaranteed basis? Some people want 100% of it covered. Some only want 10%. It doesn't matter to me, but what it matters is their comfort level. What do they think they need to cover it? Because guaranteed income is the most critical element that retirees have. It makes their life smoother, it makes retirement easier, and if they have enough guaranteed income, they're okay. And I don't mean assets, I mean income.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get income simply by investing in stocks or the bank or bonds or REITs. You get income on a guaranteed basis by doing certain other things.
Now, you've used the term a few times on the show, paychecks and playchecks. So let's talk about that a minute.
Yeah. Well, again, it goes back to income, and paychecks and playchecks are monies that are coming in that are going into the foundation of your home. Like when you build a house, after you got your plans in your lot, let's say, the first thing that you do is what? You either put in a footing or you put in a foundation. Now, I'm from back east. We have big foundations. Footings are what people put in New Jersey on the shore or down in Florida. So when storms come, the house falls over.
Right.
Well, we got to make sure that we have enough paychecks and playchecks. Paychecks is Social Security, maybe a pension, okay? Maybe you have an annuity that's paying you income, all right? That's in the foundation. Playchecks, and those paychecks cover the majority or the magnitude of expenses that you want covered during that month or every month. And then paychecks are for those things that you want to go, travel, take the grandkids somewhere, do things that you want to do that is in your control because now you're retired. But you need extra monies to do that. So I call them paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
Paychecks and playchecks. Paychecks cover the fixed costs, whatever amount that is, and then playchecks is your discretionary income. But that income can't be lost because something happens in the outside world. That income's got to be coming in all the time.
Right. David Cishan is our guest. Cishan Financial Services are with the Householder Group. They're right here in the Denver Tech Center. And if you'd like to get a free consultation with David, give him a call, 720-482-1917. 720-482-1917. Now, you've mentioned a few times over the couple of years here we've been doing this now, the term fiduciary.
Yep.
Explain what that means.
Well, basically, fiduciary is a real important concept in financial world. Basically, it really says that you have to put your interest as a person, as an advisor, aside. And everything you do for that client or that prospect has to be in their best interest. It can't just be suitable for them. It has to be in their best interest. So for an example, years ago, a lot of these broker-dealers were getting fined by the Securities and Exchange Commission, mainly the big houses in New York, because they were recommending, let's just say as an example, a certain mutual fund or a certain fund family,
mm-hmm.
okay? And they were recommending it ultimately because they were receiving more compensation from that fund family than they would from the other fund family. Now, didn't make their recommendations to their clients wrong, but it made those recommendations not in their best interest. It was suitable to them, to the client. But was it in their best interest? And, of course, the SEC and Financial Regulatory Authority said absolutely not. So again, a fiduciary has to act in the best interest of the client and all matters, has to disclose any conflicts of interest at any time,
mm-hmm.
and has to be there as a very, very trusted person.
Right. Social Security. Yep. We've got a couple of minutes left. Let's talk about that just a little bit and a little bit of... Because, I mean, we do a whole segment on our whole show on that, just that, because there's, 500 and something ways that you can apply for that. So what are some of the misconceptions when you do some of these seminars and you mention something, people look at you like, oh, my gosh, I did not know that.
Well, you know, so again, Social Security is one thing that people don't understand. The other thing is people don't understand is some of the laws that have been recently passed that have been in existence for 3 years, for example. One of the laws was passed by the government to allow people so that they don't have to take their required minimum distribution, all of their required minimum distribution starting at 70 and a half. Don't have to do it. Every seminar, I ask people in every class, who has heard of this? No one. It's been passed into law, and it's called Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract. Is it for everybody? Of course not. But it's a tool that you can use so that if you don't want to take all your required minimum distributions, or you want to postpone some of it,
right.
The law now allows you to do it. Do people know about it? No. Why? I have no idea why their advisors aren't talking to them, why their accountants aren't talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they go back and talk to their accountant, they say, oh, yeah, that's true. You can do that. well, it's been 3 years. How much taxation did you have to pay
sure.
to now learn you don't have to take and pay the tax now?
Right. Well, Dave, always good information. We appreciate it. Again, check out that website, Cishan Financial Services, at Cishon financialservices.com. Their number for a free consultation, 720-482-1917. And they're going to be doing some more seminars coming up in our next couple of shows. We will share some dates with you on those as well. So, Dave, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Scott.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We've got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Whatley. We appreciate you being with us today. Glad to have Dr. Shane Stedman with us, Integrated Health Systems. IntegratedHealthDenver.com, their number, 303-781-5617. Dr. Stedman, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. And hey, so I don't forget after we finished talking today, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and your staff and everyone there at Integrated Health Systems.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you guys too. So if you guys get some time off.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're actually heading to Seattle, but we did move our flight from tomorrow to Wednesday because I think we're going to have some snow, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Hey, wanted to talk with you about something and just a condition. And hey, I know we're all thinking about eating and all the good things of that. But today's topic is something that's really huge out there in your world, and that is leaky gut. And we've talked about it before, but some things I was reading kind of before the show today about this. I mean, some people who were saying, hey, fix your gut and boy, you fix a lot of problems or keep from having a lot of different problems. So give us just a few opening comments, you know, on leaky gut. And one thing I wanted to ask you, is this what you would term a condition, or would you call this a disease of some sort?
So it's definitely not a disease. It's more of a condition.
Okay.
And the history, you know, it's fascinating. The history of leaky gut is always, it's kind of been around for a long time, and that terminology has been around for a long time. But I feel like probably over the past 5, maybe 10 years, I think it's finally kind of catching on into more of your traditional medical system is now starting to talk about it. There's a ton of research out there that actually talks about leaky gut and what it does. There's a bunch, and it's a lot of medical research too, but it still hasn't really kind of gotten into the medical like lingo and kind of the language. They kind of started talking about like gut permeability. And so, you know, permeability means there's, you know, openings. So a lot of times in some of the medical research, you'll hear the term like gut permeability. I've also heard like leaky bowel function in the research. And then finally, well, even it's funny there for a while, in some of the medical research, they used to say leaky gut, but it was always in quotations, you know, like quote unquote leaky gut. And now they're actually starting to talk about it like pretty regularly, even to a point now that one of the pharmaceutical companies is coming out with a drug that is designed and targeted towards leaky gut. So I say that because I think it's fascinating how like in the alternative world, it's something that they've been talking about since I was in school. Like before I was in school, I remember hearing that term.
Sure.
You know, and people say, oh, that doesn't exist. That's just dumb. And, you know, now like you fast forward and there's actually, it's actually kind of a cool drug. I've seen it and seen the videos and the research on it. It's actually kind of a very cool drug. But it's actually geared towards leaky gut. And it's been in the works for quite a while now, and I think it's in like phase three trials. And so if it comes out, it can actually help a lot of people with leaky gut, because there is a lot of health conditions that are related to leaky gut. And they've talked about major depressive disorder, fibromyalgia, chronic cardiac, heart disease, brain fog, some of your neurodegenerative disorders. There's a lot of conditions that they're now are saying are linked to leaky gut.
Right. So just like anything else probably, but ignoring this is only going to cause you deeper and further problems, right?
Oh, absolutely. Because, I think that the thing with the leaky gut that people don't really kind of fully grasp is that if you have issues in your gut, it's like an undercurrent of dysfunction that's constantly going on. And your immune system is involved. And I think that's what people forget, is that I'm going to give people an imagery of kind of what leaky gut is. So if you look around a neighborhood, you see a picket fence, right? And everybody knows like slatted fences in the backyard. And so then if you drive into like an older neighborhood, and let's say there's slats that are missing from the fence, right? Well, then now, maybe a dog gets through the fence, or maybe kids are sneaking through the fence, the rabbits get through the fence, whatever it is. But now with these slats that are broken, there's now a hole. There's a hole in the fence. And so, if let's say your dog gets out through the hole, well, it creates kind of stress. The sure. owner is stressed. If the person walking by sees a dog come out of the fence, now that person's stressed. It creates stress. And this is exactly how our digestive tract is. So our digestive tract has a very cool like picket fence that keeps the good people out and the other people in, right? So nobody should leave my yard, and nobody should be coming into my yard without my permission.
Right.
And so that is what your gut does. So if you eat broccoli, well, broccoli doesn't need to go inside the picket fence. It needs to stay on the outside, because your body's going to break it down and do what it needs to. But if broccoli gets through the picket fence, well, your immune system gets mad. And then once your immune system gets mad, it creates an allergy against it, or it creates an attack. And so now every time you eat broccoli, you have a food allergy. And so this can happen with milk. It can happen with wheat or corn or soy, tomatoes, broccoli, cabbage, spinach, all these different things, because it shouldn't be going through the picket fence. So if you don't ever fix the fence, you have a chronic stress response taking place every single day of the week for years and years and years. It just leads to other immune issues, because your immune system can't just be upset and not have a consequence that starts affecting you globally.
Right. See, I knew there was a reason I didn't eat broccoli and spinach and cabbage. It's my picket fence.
I figured you're going to come up with something.
So when we talk about the diagnosing of it, I mean, there's so many things that it seems like, and all the shows we've done and all the different symptoms people have, boy, diagnosing this is really critical to get the right thing, because there's so many overlapping things that it could be. So how do you zero it back to be that leaky gut?
And I think that's what's really tough. And, there's some tests out there that you can run. There's a couple companies that actually have testing that looks for leaky gut. And so within those picket fences, so you have things that tie the fence together. So in a wood fence, you have the slats that go across. In a chain link fence, you have the links, right? So if you were to, look at a neighbor's house and you saw that there was like wood all over the yard, and then you saw that there was like holes in the fence, well, you would assume, okay, all that wood's coming from the fence. And that's really what they've done with testing, is they've measured two different bonds that actually hold the picket fence of your gut together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're called zonulin. The other one's called occludin, but the major one that they researched is called zonulin. And so now they look in your bloodstream and they measure the levels of zonulin. And if you have a ton of zonulin in your bloodstream, well, that means that you're breaking down the picket fence. So you have all the floating wood, essentially, in your bloodstream. So then you assume, well, where's all this wood come from? Well, it comes from your bonds. So that means that your picket fences become an issue, and now you're breaking it down. So that's kind of how they're measuring it right now. Kind of what we do, so we can measure it, but sometimes what you also have to do is you just work on it. So there's certain things you can do to kind of quote-unquote fix the leaky gut, and then once you get the digestive tract working better, all of a sudden you see, you know, all of these conditions and all of these symptoms will start to go away, and then you can say, okay, you know, if you had 10 conditions and let's say 7 of them went away after fixing the gut, well, then you know that those 7 are probably related to the gut, and the 3 remaining are probably related to something else.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah. Dr. Shane Steadman's our guest, Integrated Health Systems. Once again, their number, and it's a free consultation, 303-781-5617. Mention you heard them here on Your Health Matters, and we'd appreciate that as well. So when we're looking at fixing this, so, I mean, is really the way you're going about it is you're trying to fix that lining of the gut, or is it actually, you know, gut internal stuff itself?
It's both. You're definitely trying to get that lining fixed, and kind of what happens with that lining, and actually there's a cool video, and it's actually based on that drug company that's coming out, the medication on it, but it's a cool video where they actually pretty much show how the whole lining, when there's something going on in the body, the lining actually opens up on purpose, because if you get sick or you have trauma or something happens, then your lining actually opens up to allow things to cross through, because it's like, I need reinforcements. And so what you're trying to do is you're trying to actually get that lining to close back up so that you can keep everything on each side of the fence. And so that becomes part of our major goal is how do we get the lining healthy, but what's going on with the gut? Because you can have a parasite that causes the gaps. You can have candida that causes the gaps, or bacteria overgrowth, or a virus in the stomach, or you can be eating the wrong foods. And so all these things create inflammation and they create issues in the gut. So you have to fix the gut and you have to fix the lining.
Right. You know, I've heard that term candida, and that's something we've never really spent much time on. What explain that just a moment.
So candida is yeast in your system. So everybody has candida. Everybody has yeast. And what should happen is that they should be kept under control. So there's this nice, like, kind of order and rule that goes on in your gut. And your bacteria kind of rule the roost. And so you have certain bacteria, and this is a whole nother world too, but they talk about the microbiome. And there's certain strains that have different roles in the body and for health. And so they kind of rule the roost. But if your flora, which is your good bacteria, gets thrown off, so now there's this imbalance. It's almost like some TV show where you got like one group that's trying to overthrow the other. And, you know, now there's this civil war that's going on. And so everybody's just like in chaos. And then all the while, the yeast are like, we're going to rise up. We're going to take control now.
Right.
You know, and so that's what you see with like candida issues or yeast overgrowth, is that you've lost check of the yeast. And so now they're allowed to proliferate. And you see this sometimes with antibiotic use too. People go on antibiotics and end up with a yeast infection.
Wow.
You just wiped out all the biotics.
Right. And that was going to be my question, you know, with this whole leaky gut thing too. I was reading something this morning on Facebook where somebody said they had to go to the hospital and they had a bleeding in the stomach and they found out it was from ibuprofen, too much ibuprofen. So is it possible that medications, I mean, we're a pretty medicated society today, is it possible medications are causing a lot of these gut issues and not really someone's diet, or is it usually always go back to diet?
No, there could definitely be medications. I mean, we run across people. Sometimes we hear this often, actually, where people say, you know, I had this issue and I was on antibiotics for years and years and years, you know, and it's like, it's hard. You can't be on an antibiotic that kills your bacteria, you know, for 2-3 years and I expect to have digestive issues, or, you know, like ibuprofen can definitely have an issue on the gut. I mean, there's definitely some medications that have issues on the gut. And they kind of know that, because if it changes your environment or changes the immune system, you know, it definitely causes issues. And that's always a struggle when you're working with patients, is you're trying to figure out, you know, is it stress that's causing your leaky gut? Is it food? Is it toxins? Is it trauma? Is it medication? Is it, you know, is it autoimmunity? Like, there's so many things that can cause gut issues that
Sure.
That is sometimes the hard part working with patients.
Right, absolutely. Once again, the number 303-781-5617. It's Integrated Health Systems. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Stedman give us some of the signs, some of the symptoms maybe you may be experiencing, and then also give us a little insight on how long this takes to heal. You're listening to Your Health Matters. We'll be right back.
You will regret not calling the police after your accident. Take it from Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law.
It's one of those situations where you want to make sure that you're covering your own self. And we talk about harvesting the evidence yourself, getting pictures, getting recordings of things, and doing all of that. And that's important because sometimes the police get it wrong, but the majority of the time they get it right. And they're going to be trained to ask the right questions. Our public servants are there for that sort of thing, whether it's a small accident or a big accident. They're trained to get this information so that we can rely on it later.
Always call the police after an accident. Then call Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law for a free, no obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Watley, along with Dr. Shane Stedman, Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Their number, 303-781-5617. Over these next few weeks, we'll be talking a little bit more about health and nutrition and then kicking off the new year. We're going to get Jess on as metabolic coordinator and try to get us all a little healthier here in the upcoming year. And we appreciate Dr. Stedman and his time each week with us or one of his team members. So, Dr. Stedman, let's talk about some of the signs of leaky gut. And, you know, do most people experience several of these things that you're going to talk about, or sometimes it's just one of these?
Usually several. And I'll kind of give you, here's the biggest one that we hear, that I would say, if you have this, there's probably a good chance that you have leaky gut.
Okay.
And it is gas and bloating. You know, so you shouldn't have, you know, so any time that you have gas and bloating, that usually means your immune system is involved and there's some inflammation that's taking place. So your gut, your digestive tract really doesn't have, you know, like pain fibers where you say, oh, my small intestines is hurting. You know, nobody really gets that.
Right.
But sometimes you can actually, it can radiate out into the back and it could be a cause of back pain. Or sometimes your abdomen gets so bloated that it really makes you achy around your abdomen, but it's not like intestinal pain. It's just bloated. So that's actually changing how the muscles fire. So if you have gas and bloating, that's probably a big one. Usually most people kind of with this, they'll even say, you know, I look like I'm 7 months pregnant, you know, like by the end of the day, I look pregnant. Hmm. That's kind of another big sign. I think the second big one that is good for everybody to know is brain fog. And what I didn't talk about earlier, and I'm going to do now, is that the same types of bonds and the kind of and very similar type of fencing that's in your gut is also found in the brain. So if you have leaky gut, there's a really good chance that you've also impacted the bonds that are in the brain And sometimes in the office, we joke around and we'll say, oh, you must have leaky brain too. You know, so your brain doesn't leak, but it's just kind of nice to, you know, kind of get that analogy. Like if you have leaky gut, you have leaky brain.
Right, right.
And usually the signs of brain issues or the blood-brain barrier being compromised is brain fog. So almost most patients that come in say, I have gas and bloating and brain fog. And I go, sweet. Well, you just gave me that answer. So I know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Now we just got to find out, why do you have leaky gut?
Wow.
So there's some other ones that are pretty common, like aching joints. So I had a patient about a month ago that came in because the doctor said she had rheumatoid arthritis and they wanted to start on all these medications. And so we cleaned up her diet, worked on her gut, and most of all her joint pain went away. So she's not going on any medication. She actually feels much better. She's lost some weight and is all just reducing the inflammation. And she found that whenever she eats sugar or if she eats wheat, then all of her joint pain comes right back.
Wow. Just those two things. Huh.
Yep. So, you know, there's tons of stories like that. Like, and that's what I was saying earlier. It's like a lot of times, you know, people come in with, you know, gas, bloating, brain fog, aching joints, rashes, eczema, fatigue, all these different things. And so we're like, those are all very, very commonly associated with leaky gut. So we're like, all right, let's work on diet. Let's work on your gut. And we'll see how many of those things go away. And if they all go away, then you know what? If they ever come back, you know, something with your gut and what you ate or didn't eat right. You know, so,
right.
So also kind of in like working on people, you get an idea that, you know, hey, this is definitely related to your gut. So now you have all the control of this. So if you eat the way you're supposed to and do what you're supposed to, then your symptoms stay away, you know. And so it's pretty cool. A lot of times it's kind of really successful and fun to witness.
Sure. Now, are there any specific foods that you should stay away from once diagnosed with leaky gut, or is this all just so individualized it just depends on that person?
You know, it's definitely individualized. I would say probably the four most common foods that we see associated with leaky gut are wheat, dairy, corn, and soy. Those are probably the four most common foods that we see associated with leaky gut.
And how hard is it to cut all that out of your diet?
It's definitely really hard because our agriculture is wheat, dairy, corn, and soy.
Right.
You know, but if you go to other countries, you know, it's not their primary agriculture. So, you know, they eat definitely a lot more diversity of foods and, you know, but yeah, everything that we do, I mean, geez, you just go to most restaurants and yeah, you're like, geez, everything here is those one of those four groups. You know, and I think on top of that, it's just, you know, the things that we've done to our foods, because I find it fascinating that a lot of patients and people I know can travel to Europe or Canada or Australia and they can eat those four foods and it doesn't cause gas and bloating. So there's definitely a lot of people that question kind of what are we doing to our food source? What are we, you know, what's going on here? I mean, I've seen people severe reactions to food, go to Europe and not have any reactions. So it definitely seems to be something going on, but, you know, that's all. That's probably another segment.
Sure. And how long can that process take? I mean, from the time that you go, you know, you figure out, hey, this is what it is. I mean, how long can that, is it, you know, pretty much a lifetime change then of diet?
You know, we tend to see our goals most often when working with leaky gut is we try to get about 70% improvement within about 45 days.
Okay.
You know, which is pretty fast and pretty cool when you think about it. I would say usually the reality is, you know, usually anywhere between 3 to 6 months, because, you know, some people have been dealing with this for years.
Oh yeah. I just started to say that they'd be glad to go, oh man, I'll do something 3 to 6 months.
Yeah. So yeah, if you've been doing this for years and years and years, and we can get you pretty close to like 90%, you know, if not even maybe sometimes a lot of times, you know, maybe 100% better. You know, that's totally worth it. And then kind of long term, you know, there's times when, you know, we're big on trying to get people to have a menu that's big, you know, so we try to incorporate more foods and trying to get what you can eat, you know, that variety of foods to grow and grow. You know, so there's certain foods that people just go, you know, every time I eat you know, corn. You know, I get a headache, I'm bloated, you know, and I have constipation. And you go, well, maybe you and corn are just not friends, you know, and there's a ton of other grains that you can choose from, you know. And if somebody says, well, I have issues with corn tortillas, this is where Jess does a great job of working with people and saying, well, if you like to have street tacos, then, you know, you can use, there's almond flour tortillas, there's rice flour tortillas, cabas, I just forgot how you say that word. It's another root vegetable.
That's right. I wouldn't know it anyway.
Cassava.
Okay.
Yeah, cassava flour. There's tons of different flours out there that you can do the same things with without causing, you know, migraine, gas and bloating and constipation. You know, so that's what we have to educate people on is what else is out there. You know, so there's always, and that's kind of the work between 3 to 6 months is really kind of working through those things and educating and supporting and holding hands.
Sure. You know, just a couple of things, about a minute left here, but one thing I was reading, it said some mistakes you can make when repairing a leaky gut. One deal said eating too many raw vegetables while you're on your gut repair protocol. Is that something you would agree with?
Yeah, you know, I don't see that quite a bit, but I definitely know that I guess party line. And there are some people that definitely raw vegetables are pretty hard on your system. So they always say to cook them is better because your body can break them down. So it's kind of just, if you have leaky gut and you have kind of a raw vegetable that's not already kind of pre-broken down with heat, you know, so that's almost like pre-digesting in a way is cooking them. It definitely is harder on your system. So some people say, yeah, you definitely do that. And every once in a while we run across that.
And then I'm sure you're, probiotics are involved in this, and I guess key to taking the right one too.
Yeah, definitely the right probiotic is important. I tell you what, the more research that keeps coming out, actually the research is kind of going further and further away from probiotics and looking at a diversity of food. So if you have a good variety, diversity of food, that actually feeds your flora better than just a probiotic. So you're starting to see kind of a shift right now in the research with probiotics, which is really fascinating.
Great. Well, Dr. Stedman, hey, thanks so much. And once again, happy Thanksgiving here in a couple of days here to your family and your staff there. And we appreciate everything so much. And we'll look forward to our next visit.
Absolutely. I hope you guys have a great holiday season. I hope everybody out there has a great holiday season as well.
All right. Thank you so much. Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com, 303-781-5617.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.